think about Maryland racing, all the history at Pimlico, the great horses, the great Preaknesses. You know, Joe Kelly, he's seen many of them, and he was truly a link to a past, to the past. You know, he was truly a link to great days when people would dress up to go to the racetrack in coat and tie, and remembered a lot of things and passed along a lot of stories from his generation to, you know, to the younger generation, newer people about racing, and he was eager to share those stories with everyone.
If you talk about an ambassador for racing in Maryland, I would guess that Joe Kelly was truly that.
Absolutely. I mean, he loved Maryland. He loved the Maryland Million. You know, he was a Baltimore native, and he used to share great stories about going to the track in those days. And I think that part of the reason that he lived to 94 was not only his faith. He was a very religious man, but his love for the game. You know, and coming out to the track and the anticipation of solving the puzzle and the camaraderie of meeting the people that he knew and also new people every day.
And it seems like that's what he enjoyed the most, just being around the track. Even if it was just going up to Pimlico to place a couple bets and to head back home, just to be around all that is a racetrack.
Yeah, you know, he used to drive himself to the racetrack, to and from the racetrack every day. It was always almost like the car was on autopilot. He gave himself a budget every month to play. You know, he was a $2 player, a $4 player, a $5 player. You know, never really got wrapped up in extreme gambling, but he would like to play the races here in Maryland. But he was also sharp. You know, he tracked horses from out of town and liked to keep up with the latest horses that perhaps are coming in for the Triple Crown series. You know, and track them from the age of two all the way to the age of three. You know, leading up to the Triple Crown.
And how fitting was it just a few weeks ago that his friend Bill Boniface was able to honor him with an award up in Harford County, and while he was still in good health, he was able to enjoy a lot of the accolades that people gave him.
Yeah, I mean, his love for racing really kept him around the track and active, and being able to enjoy the sport, you know, in his latter years. He loved Baltimore too. I recall I'm being a Louisiana native and having moved here in 1991. You know, he invited me out a couple of times for lunch at Rollo's, and you know, he loved to say I go here to eat dinner, and you know, and you know, I got a lot of friends, and he would enjoy, you know, telling people, you know, about the neighborhoods of Baltimore as well.
And it must be amazing over the years how many arguments, disputes, questions that he was the final go-to guy to get the definitive word on when it came to racing.
You know, it seems like any time anybody had an argument about something in the past and we didn't have a daily racing form history book in front of us, the first thing you would hear is, ask Mr. Kelly. Go to Mr. Kelly. I think many people in the media for specials, for video specials of Preakness history have indeed gone to him, and we're lucky to have some of that archive, but we'll certainly miss him here in Maryland.
It just won't be the same at the track without Joe Kelly.
No. Well, you know, it's funny, I don't think I've ever called him Joe. I've always called him Mr. Kelly. That was always a... You know, truly respectful, the kind of person he was. He was very humble, and he was part of the greatest generation, and we'll certainly miss him.